wanna be the best in the game. Invest in my name. Check no restraints. I'm obsessed with the pain. I ingest, I retain. Assess and I change. Possessed by the thought I'll be free one day from society's restraints. Money, clout, and fame. A disease, a plague. We all love to hate. Have to play the game. Have to make a name. All our insecurities are on display.
This is war with the enemy. Think that it was meant to be.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tactical Awareness. This is a bonus episode that I recorded with my good friend Captain Spud from Captain Spud's Hacking Helper and all-around great community builder here in the Canadian Infinity meta. He's recounting his tales of Adepticon 2024, so we get a little Adepticon recap. I was at Adepticon, but did not stay for the whole weekend, so here we can get insight on the skinny and the events, how it went, and what his experience was. So let's jump in.
I know, it's great.
It's wonderful.
It's so good. It's Spud. Hey, Spud.
Hi, Ash. How's it going?
It's great. It's going great. I'm very excited that you're here because you and I saw each other last week as I was like ships in the night.
Yeah.
As I was leaving Adepticon.
I accidentally met you at Adepticon.
It's funny. Like the two days I was there, because I was just there to like see some people, have some meetings, and then I had to head back because my folks were basically, or my mom was watching my kids, and I don't want her to watch them for too long. I bumped into people just from home. Mm-hmm. Like those are the first people I bumped into. I bumped into you. Mm-hmm. I bumped into Chris from Way of the Brush. I bumped into what's his name? Leland. Mm-hmm. I bumped into like all these people from home, and it was like this is the con hasn't even started yet, and there's random people here.
Yeah, it's because you left really early, and everybody on Eastern time was up.
That's true.
Whereas all the locals were just like.
And you all drove it on Tuesday or Wednesday too, because it was just easier.
We had nothing to do.
Yeah,
we might as well go to the convention center.
Yeah, it was awesome. But you were there for the whole Infinity thing. So you got to plan all the events, and I thought we would shoot a quick podcast just to like talk about how Adepticon was this year from the point of view of an attendee.
Yeah.
And what was happening. Because CB had tons of demos. They were at the Warsaw booth like they are every single year.
Yep.
I had to kind of set the scene for you people watching or listening. But the legend Carlos, I think he's had another kid. That's what happened. That was the rumor.
Yes, that is what
he has. He has an incredibly cute family. I don't know if he knows. He draws like caricatures of them and stuff like that, and puts them on his Instagram and his Facebook. He is a great dad, but he's had another kid, so he's not here this year.
Sure.
But they were demoing Warcrow.
Sure.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
And Rum Racers. And there was four events, I think.
There were four like main events.
Yeah. So what were those?
So on Thursday, there was a narrative event, which was run by Chad Burrell, I believe.
Cool.
And so basically the idea with that one is he's done an insane amount of work, like prepping like missions with custom rules and the basic idea, like, so everyone gets, I, to be clear, don't know the story because I was not officially supposed to be playing in it. I subbed for a round because they couldn't find the ringer.
But that was great though. You got like an extra event basically.
Yeah, it was great. I was just going to hang around that day.
Yeah.
So that day I got to be Scott Tipsword's nurse and I got to play one round of Infinity. So there's a story and they basically had like set, he had written like seven or eight missions, and then they would just randomly put copies of those on tables. So when you went to a table, you just got whatever mission was
whatever
on the table.
Part of the story.
Yeah. Every person got like a character card. So you're this character today.
Oh, cool.
And you got like a little special rule, and the missions were like an ITS mission with a twist.
Right.
And
so it's relatively familiar, but you get
enough that you have a baseline. You don't have to read 80% of it. You just have to read the 20%.
Yeah.
And then the character cards were pretty fun. I'll just say mine. I was the REM parking attendant, so I could spend my orders to activate my opponent's REMs. They were still friendly to them, so I couldn't shoot their guys,
right.
But I could spend two orders, walk both of the REMs into the open, and then move my HMG out and kill them.
Oh, that's amazing, because you basically have like the codes for them, because you parked
them. Yeah, exactly.
I parked them.
anyway, that event was super fun. That was on Thursday. And then on three nights ending Saturday night. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings. Mm-hmm. They did an overnight event.
Oh, cool.
I went in 2018 and 2019 before this.
Before the incident.
Yes, before the dark times.
We had the best patch too for 2020. Mm-hmm. Everyone has those patches around here now because we were going to go like a gaggle of geese.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be fantastic. And you made those patches.
I did. And for some reason, I still seem to have 150
of them. I know. If anyone listening would like a 2020 Year of the Indignant Hauntbird patch, hit up Spud because he's got lots of them and they're amazing. So it's some of your own original art too, which is fantastic.
So, but yeah, the then the evening, it was the, so in the previous years when I'd went in the evenings, they did like a lot of the mini events.
Sure.
So they did the tag death match or I think that was when Scott did his like GI, he has GI Joe figures on like bases this big. Yeah. And then, so they played a game of Infinity with giant GI Joes, which is pretty funny. And that was all in the evening stuff.
Right. You can play with the Joy Toys now. That'd be super fun.
Yeah,
you can
do like a Joy Toys. We just need them to come out with more, and then we need to spend thousands of dollars buying them.
We just need them to donate them to the event.
Yeah,
Joy Toy, if you're listening, we'll do an Adepticon event that's just giant 8-inch figures playing Infinity, and we'll make the terrain out of like beanbag chairs and boxes. It'd be fantastic.
But this year, instead of doing the they did some of the, they did mini events, but they were during the day, just like kind of between events or like at a spare tables during an event. Right. So instead the evening was just a 400 point ATS.
Amazing.
And honestly, that was way preferable to me. Because the, it's weird. I love homebrewing and doing my own, you know, custom nonsense, but for weird reasons that I can't explain, I don't like doing other people's weird nonsense.
Right.
So I never really was interested in playing any of the weird events, but hey, I'll play an extra ITS until the middle of the night.
And 400 points is kind of a weird ITS too. Did they do each round that night or was it three games through?
It was, so it was a game on Thursday, a game on Friday, a game on Saturday. And honestly, that's like the best way to do a 400 point
ITS. Absolutely.
It's one game and you go to bed.
Exactly. I was going to say, I'd rather play one game over 3 days than play three 400 point games.
Yeah, that would be a really crappy day.
That'd be a nightmare. But 400 points is so cool because for some armies, it's like a struggle to get to 400 points. Mm-hmm. So like having 400 points of stuff to play with is
whereas for amazing. For the army that I was playing, like, so I brought two armies with me. I brought my foreign company, which I have a very limited model selection for, and I brought my Vakunin. And normally when I play my Vakunin, I have to make hard decisions. But literally the difference of going from 300 to 400, I just don't make any decisions.
Yeah,
I just put everything in and it's all there.
Whatever
it was
you
a
want,
two-list event. I only brought one because everything fit in one list. Yeah. So
it's when you're Ariadne and you have to show up with every special character. That's the problem.
And like, then they're like, I literally can't make 15 orders.
Yeah. And you're like, I have Van Zant and I have McMurrow and I, you know what I mean? And I have like you literally have every single character you could possibly have trying to make it that far. So. And you still have a tag.
So the evening was good. And then
who won that one? What was the army that took the 400 point? You remember?
I mean, I'm very, very far away from the top tables,
sure,
Ash. I have no idea.
I know. I just thought, I was curious if there was like a gimmick list or if they had like lots of tags or, I'm sure it's on the
WWE. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, stuff, probably. Like, I don't know. Spoiler warning, I'm going to also not be able to tell you that for when we get to that.
For the actual satellite event? Okay, cool.
Fair enough. Okay. And then on Friday, so that was Thursday daytime narrative, Thursday nighttime, first 400 point. And then Friday was the Fireteam Duo tournament, which was super fun.
So explain that one to people. That's a doubles tournament?
That's a doubles tournament, and it has some rules for that one is not ITS because you physically can't put a doubles event into OTM. Right. So they came up with some rules for like how to operate as a team. You take a single turn with your teammate.
Okay.
You can only activate one model at a time. Like there's some things that are, you know, you only get one for the team, and there's some of them that are doubled for the team. So like everyone has their own pool of command tokens, but you can only strategically use them once. Both players have a lieutenant and can independently go and lost a lieutenant, but only one person does the role for the team at the start of the game. They just kind of stipulate, you know, these ones are shared, these ones are per person, and you go through like that. So that was really fun.
What was the composition? Was it like 200, two, like
two 200 point lists? Yeah. And,
like 10 order pool caps.
They capped you at one
comic group.
So, and it was really fun. I played with my friend Scott. I was playing my Chibi foreign company, and he was playing his worst army, which is his JSA.
Perfect.
Yeah. And, we had really terrible armies, but we just did spotlight missiles all day because that was the only thing we could do to compete with all the steel phalanx.
That's fair. Yeah. Steel phalanx would be a lot. Yeah. There's two Achilles in the table.
Yeah. that was basically my observation. That's the only insight I can give into the metagame of Adepticon this year was, really seemed like half the tables were either Steel Phalanx or Bakunin.
Whoa.
I did not know that Bakunin were good. I never run into them around here.
Yep.
But I mean, I guess it makes sense. They came out last year and have some interesting models. So
I think there's two things there. I think one, Steel Phalanx is like the convention goers army because it's low model count, easy to pack, like easy to brain dead play with because it's just kill, really good. At really good models. Yeah. Like Steel Phalanx is, it's good, but it's also like good for the format of playing like a bunch of games in the day. Sure, so like yeah. it, like the mental exhaustion and stuff like that. So, I think Bakunin has like what you said, it's just the most recent army. So lots of people were playing that because they just painted them. So yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. But anyway, so then, yeah, so that was what we were doing all day. It was great. We think we went 2-1 or something. That was my first heartbreak of the weekend.
Okay.
Which was that, we didn't win best painted. I know.
Scott turned you down.
I tried.
It's all Scott. Yeah. Blame Scott.
I do. He was paired Scott. With someone who had literally sculpted models from scratch that had made people go ooh woo all weekend.
Was his base
and
not
we
finished?
Didn't win.
Were his bases not finished? Was that what it was?
No. I tried to scam the whole thing. I had a display tray for mine, like my chibis are in like a desert landscape, yep. and he's like JSA in like. But he had done them on like concrete.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's going to be really tough to make a combined base. So what I just made him a whole tray. His tray had lights. In the last 6 months, I've learned how to do LEDs.
Sure.
Some nerds in Japan made it really easy by inventing light strips. So I put all these cool lights in his tray to like wash out his painting, mm-hmm. you know, so that no one could see it. And still we didn't win. So,
still just nothing.
So it's just the depth of his failure is... grating
holding you back
yeah no it's fine
it's fine you're not mad
both
not
teams
mad
played hard and great army won
everyone had good hustle we really yeah, left it all great. On the ice yeah
it's great not mad and then so that was all that was on Friday and then on Saturday and Sunday they did so the last time I went the like big ITS was like four rounds in one day and it was sure. just a long day. This time it was five rounds split over 2 days. So three on Saturday and two on Sunday. It was just, I lost a lot of games. I got worse. You know how it normally goes where like you submarine, you lose early sure, and then yeah, you yeah. get, but your record improves.
Yep.
I got worse actually as I started getting paired further and further down.
So like lower you got on the
on
thing.
Sunday. So I think I won my second round. I think that was my only victory. So like I was just in theory against lower and lower opponents, but yeah, on Sunday I scored zero objective points.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's hard. That's
really difficult.
Yeah,
like you didn't even secure an HVC.
No, not even once. It was real bad.
That's insane.
Turns out I'm not good at Infinity, but I did not learn that this weekend. We had that information already.
It was out there in the ether. Yeah, your angel spirits were reporting that already back to the collective.
Yeah. But then the biggest heartbreak was that I also did not win best presentation for that either. So
who beat you?
Some
fancy pants airbrusher.
Guy with red army. That was as close as I got to see
red
it.
Army.
So yeah, damn no, it. I guess funny anecdote that came out of that was that I spent 2 months and hundreds of dollars making a very elaborate display tray for my army, and I think it's beautiful. I did.
People can see it on GMG actually mm-hmm. in the battle port that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. At one point Tom was hovering behind someone who was looking at my army when it was out on display, and they were like, so I guess now to get best painted you have to have lights in your tray. And then spoiler alert, no you don't. The person who won displayed on a cafeteria tray, so perfect. It's fine, you don't need to learn how to do lights, although it is really easy.
Do you think there was like an element of jealousy to do like people like counted you out because you'd gone too flashy?
Maybe.
You get too
well
much
I mean
dazzle.
I think the fundamental problem, the reason I didn't win, was this is not the best army I've ever painted.
That's
so
fair enough too. That's awesome.
I tried very hard on like three models and everyone else got pushed further back.
We didn't have eyes.
And I was hoping
the front ones have eyes.
The tray would be like, hey, look over here. No, don't look at them. Look at me.
You got so deep into the LEDs that you forgot to pay for the miniatures. I also will sometimes run on fumes on a big project and certain elements will not quite get finished. Mm-hmm. So what about the satellite event? Did you play in that too?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was the one that I was talking about.
That was the one
where I went one and four.
So it was a four-round satellite? Or five-round satellite. In one day?
In 2 days.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Although, also, minor tragedy, the satellite, because it's now no longer a satellite for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, convention satellites are interesting. Dedicated satellites versus convention satellites. It's a conversation we've had in the podcast before. Mm-hmm. Because convention going is a whole, like, you end up with a very mixed group of people at mm-hmm. conventions because yeah. people, some people are just there to shop, you know what yeah. I mean? But they'll sign up for the event being like, I'll play a bunch of games of Infinity sure. today. Like, yeah. And so as like a qualifier, I think some people go to convention satellites and just like tub thump a bunch of people who are just like play Infinity like three yeah. or four times a year. Right.
Yeah.
And that's like been kind of a common experience, but also at the same time, top people show up. So it's like, you might have 50 people in the event, but like 20 of them mm-hmm. have been like practicing for the event and playing yeah. for the event and like doing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And not just like,
yeah, I donated a lot of wins to those people.
Yeah, you sure did. So like a lot of people, it was just for fun. So I'm glad you met some of those people, but mm-hmm. apparently got paired down against the rest. Well, it sounds like it was a good con. Was mm-hmm. there anything neat previewed? Was there any swag you could buy at the Warsnell booth that wasn't available normally?
There was a Varangian guard and there was a bounty hunter.
Oh, I like the new bounty hunter model. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the con exclusive bounty hunter and yeah. there was a new Varangian. It wasn't a female Varangian.
No, it's a guy with a beard.
Oh, it's a guy with a beard. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is on a very elaborate chunk of ice. If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah. He's got a weird like tactical yeah. base. That's cool. Nothing yeah. else. No gauges. No like neat. Cool
I mean, tokens. Since I was at the Warsnell booth anyway, it did occur to me that it's been like 6 years since I've had a functional set of templates, so I gave yep. them $100.
There you go.
So
that's
know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you get any
yeah.
those little magnet tokens? Those are my favorite.
No, Owen, see, the thing with the magnet tokens is if you're doing it, you have to get all of them, and then you have to mortgage your house. And, you
know. I just go just the order tokens. Like having being able okay. to stick your piles of order tokens yeah. together is super super.
Handy. Oh, I still use the first set of order tokens I made when I first got into the game. I went to Michael's. I ignored the weird looks from the old Polish ladies, and I bought some really nice little beads and whatever. Yep. And
you know, all tchotchkes.
Yep. They're great, and they feel really nice.
They do. You have like a little tchotchke set of like yeah, of yeah, like or tokens. It's very yeah. cool. Would you go back? How was the con? Was the lab good? Yeah, sweet. Yeah. There's talk that it might be moving because it's completely outgrown the venue space. Parking was insane. Nobody could get anywhere. And they have an overflow. There's a whole other hotel taking all the historicals.
Yes, asterisk, there is an overflow for Armada. When we were there, there was just a sign in the lobby and a sign by one of the registration desks that's like, if you're playing Armada, here's the shuttle. We didn't see signs like that for any other game.
Really?
So I don't know this for sure, but it sure looked like Armada was the only redheaded stepchild.
No, it's not. All the historicals are there too. I'm pretty sure Saga's there. Bolt
Action's
there.
I didn't see any of those.
I think the reason why they do the Armada sign though is because the rest of the Star Wars stuff is in that one room. But they're like, no, we didn't have room for Armada this year. Because that's the thing is, Asmodee spent a gajillion dollars again.
Yeah.
Like buying out that one side and making it look like it was like an esport tournament. Like they have such an incredible setup.
Yeah.
If you were just like a schmo working at the Renaissance Schaumburg, you would think that Asmodee is the biggest gaming company on earth. And they used to be until the Saudis pulled out $2 billion worth of equity last year. There's an investment company that completely like divested them of like half their wealth basically. So, but that was a huge, huge spend for them. Like it's very impressive. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised they grew to the point with Shatterpoint. They had to move Armada over to the annex. Well, that's cool, man. Thanks for reporting the beat from the street.
No worries.
I got to see the setup. Hopefully Carlos comes back next year so we can harass him. And you and I bump into each other for more than
3 minutes.
More misadventures, yes. Yeah. If I can find someone to take care of my kids. Or if they get old enough, they just come with me.
Bring them. Tom will take care of them.
Just take them out of work. Yeah, just take them out of work. Tom take care of them. It's true, yeah. He's got a CPR. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, thanks. Bye, everybody.